There are 60,000 U.S. soldiers stationed in the Middle East. In the coming weeks, they're expected to be joined by twice that many. Their ranks will include Army reservists, called up by the Pentagon in preparation for a possible war with Iraq. Reservists are required to spend up to a year serving in the armed forces, doing everything from paperwork to fighting on the front lines. More than 144,000 of them have been mobilized as part of Operation Enduring Freedom.
Get ready to go. Get out the gate.
Inside a converted gymnasium at Fort Dix in New Jersey, in just a few seconds, the doors will fling open and 150 Army reservists will stampede off the bleachers onto the floor. They're taking part in what the Army calls soldier readiness processing. The last chance to get everything from gas masks and shots to dog tags and direct deposit. Michelle Garcia spent the day among them.
When soldiers get here, they've become the property of the U.S. Army. And they're given a greeting. It's a short drill about the rules of war.
Have you heard of Geneva Convention briefing in the past? You know what that is? That's a briefing that talks about how to treat prisoners of war. If you become a POW, you know what to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Rules of engagement, you understand that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you clear on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you don't have any more questions, right?
These aren't your regular enlisted soldiers. They're going from weekend reservists to active duty military on their way to who knows where. Everything around here is sort of on the need-to-know basis. And the Army's decided they don't need to know where they're going. This is Specialist Joshua Cremins.
We don't know yet.
Where do you think you're going?
I have no idea.
Some people have an idea.
Yeah, that's speculation.
Where do you think you may be going?
Somewhere outside of the United States.
How do you feel about that?
I'd love it. Bring it on. My father did it, my grandfather did it, you know, all of our parents have done it and grandparents have done it before us. It's my turn and it's my job, just like everybody else in this room.
Most everyone here is part of what's called a chemical company. They clean up the equipment and soldiers out there in the desert. They decontaminate them of biological agents. That's why it's likely they're going to be sent to Saudi Arabia or Kuwait. And if there's war, they're going to be on the front lines. Specialist Cremins is waiting in line to see the Army's attorney, the JAG officer. He's going to hand over power of attorney, the power over his estate, to his mom.
Mom gets everything. I don't need a will, really. You know how we all think we're invincible at this young age, so we just do our job, keep our heads down, we'll be fine.
Are you mocking? Are you, like, being sarcastic?
Not at all. Really? I'm dead serious.
I need you to check if any of these conditions apply to you.
Everything here is brown. The walls, the camouflage uniforms, even the folders the soldiers carry around that read Operation Enduring Freedom. And when they go and talk to the attorneys, the JAG officers, they have to talk loud enough so that it's over the drone of the ventilation system.
Yeah, just the one thing, I think I got everything squared away as far as beneficiaries or et cetera, as far as all my bank accounts and all of that. Right.
Did you receive that at a prior...
It's just a will worksheet that I got from the legal assistance office.
This is Lena Boya.
How'd it go?
Good, good. I just printed out a will. Just gonna have to read it over right now, making sure everything's fine. And that's it. I'll go on to the next station.
Most of the older guys write wills because they have things like mortgages and bank accounts and cars. But a lot of the younger ones don't because they don't have a lot to leave behind. Private First Class Nikisha Rainbow's most valued possession is her Bible.
My Bible means a lot to me because if I lose my house, my clothes, a family member, God is still there for me. God is with me now, helping me get through this, and I'm not having a breakdown or anything or crying because I'm going overseas or anything like that. You know, it's helping me be strong right now.
Private Rainbow arranges and rearranges her paperwork. These are the forms that tell the U.S. Army everything it needs to know about this 19-year-old woman from Ohio.
I graduated high school 2001. I was making plans to go to college, and then I received the phone call that I was being mobilized.
When did you get activated?
2 days after Christmas. If 2 days after Christmas was on a Friday, they told me I had to have all of my military gear packed and in West Virginia by Sunday morning. So I said, yes, Sergeant, get off the phone, and then I just started flying around my house, packing everything, washing things.
It's been just a little over 2 hours since Private Rainbow started this paperwork circuit. The only thing she has left to do now is the medical site. That's where she'll get her blood drawn, get fitted for a gas mask, 8 shots to the arm, and a TB test.
What if that was 3, right? I got 5 more. Oh, gosh.
Private Rainbow grips the side of the chair, squeezes her eyes shut, and gets ready for the next shot.
Suck it up. I am. I'm not crying or whining. Where do I go now?
Right to the door to optometry.
To optometry. Okay.
Blood type? Can I see your ID?
You ever had a TB before?
Yeah.
It's gonna make a little bump. I don't want you to try to irritate it. Don't scrub it, don't touch it, don't scratch it, or else you could get a false positive.
I was about to ask specialist Modesto Rivera if needles made him queasy. That's when he pushed up the sleeves to his dark brown t-shirt and he showed off his body art, this sort of tattooed family tree.
I got my dad's name on my stomach, I got my mom on my chest, and I got a cross on my back.
What do you have on your arm?
Guardian angel watches over me.
When did you have it done?
A year ago, when I joined the Army, around September 11th. Me and my little brother got the same one.
You read a will?
Yeah.
Why did you just choose to do that?
Just in case. You never know exactly what's going to happen out there. You always need one. Even if something doesn't happen here, you never know down the line something that will ever happen.
What's the most precious thing you have?
My little brother. That's it.
There's a long line of men and a few women up against the wall. They're stripped down to their dark brown t-shirts. Some of them are going to sleep. Others are staring off into space. They have their combat boots kicked out into the aisle. Except right in the middle of them is specialist Adam Romsberg. He's been thumbing his Game Boy all day long.
It's better than being bored.
What are you playing?
Castlevania.
What's the object of this game?
Kill the bad people. Basically. It's just a video game. A simple video game. Another reason why I'm playing this, to get my mind off everything else.
It's nearly noon, and there's just a few soldiers left in the lines. One of them is Specialist James Gaeta. He's not like the other ones. He doesn't talk about the things that he loves or the things that tie him to his old life.
Whenever you sign your contract, you pretty much have to assume, you know, you sign your contract, you're in the military, you may get deployed, you're going to have to do things. You may not want to do them, but that's what you're here for. Do a job, fill a slot, and get it over with, you know. You do your time, and it's over. It's cut and dry like that. Everybody dies. Stuff gets moved around. And the world moves on. It's just, well, that's me. Go again.
Michelle Garcia says that Fort Dix has processed more than 14,000 Army reservists since Operation Enduring Freedom began.